Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood, tips and tricks,
products we love,
and brands that we can't live without. Let's get into it. Georgia, does Gigi need her own microphone now in here?
She might. It's like she's silent when she's outside, and as soon as she gets in here, she's like, let me speak.
It's so nice having Gigi with us every time we record these podcasts. She's just part of the crew, isn't she now?
I know. She's going to be like a DJ in no time, isn't she?
I'm getting to see
the headphones.
I'm so like... as well, like, can't believe how big she's getting. Like, it's only 2 weeks since I saw her last, and she's grown loads.
I know, she's getting bigger now, bless her.
And is the new milk working?
Well, do you know what we did? We literally just went back to the old milk.
Went
back to the pre-made, and I'm just sticking on the pre-made. And you know what? If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Good. Costing a little bit more, though?
Oh, way more.
Oh, dear.
But, you know, it's such a short amount of time. You just got to do what you got to do.
Fair enough. She looks like she's thriving on it, so well done,
yeah,
you.
Yeah, she's all good.
I'm so excited about our chat today because we are going to be discussing co-parenting.
I know, it's really exciting. It's something that we've never spoken about before. You obviously have quite a lot of experience with it from the other side.
Yes.
I've got friends who are going through it or have been through it, and it's worked and sometimes it's not worked. So so why don't you tell everybody about kind of what's going on your end?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a subject that I've kept quite personal because it's really not my place to kind of divulge too much about it. But obviously my husband has an ex, and she's the mother of Isla, and they've definitely been on a journey with their co-parenting, and you know, as highs and lows, ups and downs, but we are in a really fantastic place now. And you know, we're actually spending time, all of us together. We've done this once now where we went round to her house and we had a barbecue, and that was really lovely. And, you know, just like having a WhatsApp group, we're all communicating, we're all on the same page, we're having discussions about Isla. Like, it's just really healthy, really lovely. And Laura and I have become friends.
That's amazing, isn't it?
It's really nice. I really, really respect her. I always have respected her, you know. I think she's a fantastic mum. And I'm super happy that we can get to this point in our relationships where we're all communicating. It's brilliant.
I mean, because you see so often when it goes wrong, don't you? And people, you know, parents split up. Obviously, that happens. Very, very common. Mm. And one side will sort of try and keep the kids away from the other side.
Yep.
And use them almost as a bit of a, like, bargaining tool and a bit of a like power thing, and it's really awful.
Yeah.
It's really awful. I think, you know, when you have children, you're not always going to get on, and you might, you know, might decide to split up, but you have to put that aside, don't you? And you have to put aside what you think of that other person, unless they're really terrible and, you know, you don't want your children around them. That's a whole different story. But if they're decent people, apart from what they've done to you or, you know, whatever that is, you really have got to do it.
Yeah, you and I think you're absolutely right with that. You know, if they're a despicable person and they've done something horrendous that you don't want your child around, that is
a different
absolutely
story.
You know, but you know, even down to cheating, and I have never been cheated on, but some people listening to this will have been, and we won't know how that feels, and we won't know the hurt and the anger and the disappointment and the letdown, and I can't even imagine it. But I would like to think that I would be able to put our children first.
Yeah,
and go,
exactly.
Look, this isn't about what you've done to me. This isn't how you, you know, when you shat on me and you did that to me and you did that to me. This is about our child.
Exactly.
And a child needs two parents. If two parents want to parent.
Yeah. And also, I mean, this isn't even just if you're co-parenting. This is at home in general. If you argue in front of your child, if you argue in front of your children, they have to see you making up, don't they? And so they'll know that, you know, mummy and daddy aren't together anymore and they're not living in the same house, but they have to see you getting on.
Yeah.
I think just because it teaches them so much about relationships.
Even pickups and drop-offs and stuff, you know, I've seen it firsthand. That changeover, because you're going from one home to the other home and suddenly you're having to flip, the child has to flip from one set of rules, one set of morals to another set of, you know, another house, different things going on, different siblings there. Like, they have to know that that meeting of the two parents is amicable and it's as friendly as possible without arguments and without silly, narky comments. Like, it's just... if it can, it's got to work smoothly. And the person that we're chatting to today, I'm really excited to hear her opinions on this. She speaks firsthand about co-parenting and reports are she does it very, very well. I can't wait to get into it. It's Lou Teasdale. I love her already because she's already started bossing our producer around going, could you press the little button on my phone, please? And that is a professional mummy influencer. She used to be a hair and makeup artist. She was on X Factor for 8 years doing all the hair and makeup. She toured with One Direction for 5 years with her daughter Lux. It's Lou Teasdale. Hello.
Hello.
I love how you just got straight in there and you're like, could you please just press the button on my phone, please, quickly?
Instagram wife, straight away. Sorry about me.
No, I love you. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on. We're so overwhelmed and happy that you decided to come on this, because I know that you don't do too much. I know you do lots on your Instagram and stuff, but actually sitting on a podcast, I don't think I've heard you do one.
No, I've never done one.
Oh, love that.
This is my first. Good.
We're your first.
Yes.
And you've come on to talk about successful co-parenting.
Yes.
Which is a passionate that I am, a subject that I'm super passionate about, because I'm a stepmother and I'm sort of going through it at home as well. And you've got a really interesting story. So can you kind of just give us a brief overview of what's happened with Lux and her dad and your partner?
So my brief overview is, I'm actually a single parent at the moment. I mean, I don't love saying single parent because I think that sounds like she has an absent father, which she doesn't at all. But we're co-parenting and co-parenting quite successfully. We separated 6 years ago, so Lux was really small. And so we've kind of really been through it, but we're actually really, really close. We're really good friends. We live really close to each other. We've spent Christmases together with our new partners and things like that, and it's just quite a nice subject that I was thinking would be nice for us to talk about, because it's a relationship I'm really quite proud of. A lot of people will try and talk to me about it. A lot of people, even like playground mums and things like that, when they're maybe have a divorce on the horizon or something like that, will try and talk to us, and some of the dads sometimes reach out to Tom, Lux's dad, to sort of say, I can sort of see this coming, and how have you guys got to this point where it seems great and easy, and which of course it isn't, but it doesn't need to be a big fallout either.
Can we go back to the moment that you guys decided to separate? So I imagine it was a very painful time for both of you, but you obviously had this baby. So what happened, and how were those conversations? You don't have to tell me why you guys broke up, but at that point where you were deciding about custody and I guess how much she was going to see her dad.
So I was working so full time. My job was crazy. I was on tour, like we just said. I've been on tour since I was pregnant. And so we got through all of that together. And Tom was almost the primary carer because of that. Tom was in a band and sort of put everything down for me and Lux. And so he was sort of the mum and I was the dad in a traditional family setup.
Yeah.
That's what I would have been. And so I kept trying to like look at it that way. So when we split up, kind of thinking about, you know, if I'd put my career down for a successful man, how I would expect him to treat me in this situation. He would keep supporting me financially. He would keep keep the respect there for me if he did meet somebody else. All of those things I tried to role reverse, and a lot of other people around me couldn't quite make that role reversal, especially men. So might sort of say, well, why are you still contributing financially to his lifestyle? That doesn't sound right. When I would I feel like if a man was doing that for the mum, I think that's quite common.
And yeah, of course.
They would often just carry on contributing and making sure they're happy over there. And so I would kind of look at it like that, and that really worked. He needed for me what he needed for me, and I needed from him what he needed from him. And I think it's really easy if you're having a fallout, which you do when you're breaking up, to pull back on those things and use them as almost a, well, you need me, so I'm not going to give you this. And actually, we quite successfully removed all of those things and kept up with what I needed from him and what he needed from me.
And what Lux needed, I guess.
Which, of course, ultimately, that is what the child needs. And we both have, we both respect that we both have her interests first and foremost. And I think when you start kind of using that or saying, or questioning that, so say if there is a new partner, I respect if he's going to introduce somebody to her, he's made that decision because he's such a good dad and he wouldn't put her in a position he wasn't comfortable with. And I kind of respect that, and rather than kind of peck at him or be jealous or anything like that. And we've never really had a problem with anything like that.
That is incredible, isn't it?
So from the beginning, it sounds like you were, both very respectful of each other.
Yeah.
And both put Lux's interests at heart. Or did it take a little bit to get to that?
When I got into a new relationship, I suppose that's when it was harder. Because especially when you're a working mum, and if you work a lot, so... And where I was in my career, I was working every single day. I would very rarely have a day to myself. And you want to give that day to your child. And so trying to introduce a new person, and when you're trying to get into a new relationship, you want to give all of your time to that too. And so I suppose that bit was where it got a little bit harder, trying to introduce a new person, because you almost have to choose between the new person and the child until you get to that point where you can spend the day with both of them. But that takes time. And I wanted to respect her dad in that situation as well, and not bring a new man into the situation, super quick. I wanted to know where it was going first. And so I suppose that was a bit harder, because I suppose her dad almost knew he was having her even more, because I was spending some of my free time with a new man, which was didn't feel right for me, never mind for him, because you put the child first.
Had you told him that you'd met somebody new at this point?
So
you sat him down and said, listen, there is somebody in my life.
Yeah.
Lux hasn't met him yet? And how early on did you introduce the new person to Lux?
We're super straight with each other all the time, so I would always tell him what was going on, and he tells me what's going on without details, but just so he knows, because I don't... And the same with the new partner as well. I'm spending the day with them too, and I'm just being really straight about it, because you just kind of grow up and you just don't see the point in him thinking he doesn't exist and him thinking he doesn't exist. No, they all just need to know, and then we can figure it out. And so I just kind of did that. We'd probably been together about 4 months when... But I'd met somebody else on tour, so she would come out on tour, so she did know him a little bit as well.
Right, but not as mummy's boyfriend.
But not as coming into the house and staying in the house altogether.
Yeah.
That's a really interesting moment in anybody's life, I think. I mean, I've been through it, and I was the new person. And I remember meeting Isla for the first time, and I remember thinking, God, I've met this new man, and I'm falling for him, and I know that I am, and then he's got this beautiful little girl, and I knew that I had to be very sensitive to that relationship. not being around too much when he had her, because I wanted her to have time with him, and then not wanting to upset his ex-partner. And like, I've never even experienced anything like that. So I guess even though it's really great for you guys to be communicating, it's obviously like a minefield for your new partner as well. Yeah. Because
for the person coming in, what I will say, my boyfriend that came into our situation, his ex had children, and so he'd been there with that.
Right.
Right.
But with their situation, the ex was the enemy.
Right.
And there was a fallout, and he was the bad guy, and he could step in and look after everything and be the man. And actually, I think that was easier for him than my situation.
Because he felt needed.
Because he was, he was the man, and they can step in and do that if they want to do that.
Yeah.
Whereas coming into my situation where Lux doesn't need somebody to step in and be dad, I just wanted a nice new boyfriend to go on holiday with and do
have
all the
great
fun
sex
with.
Yeah, and
the beginning of a relationship stuff. And actually, with me and Tom having a good relationship, and where sometimes I might defend him or put him first in certain situations, that was actually a lot harder than
where they might be the enemy,
the new person coming in. And so it's kind of being sensitive to that as well for the new person. And there becomes a time where you kind of have to start honouring the new person a lot more in the situation as it gets more serious. And then I think if the ex has felt respected through the whole thing, then they will step up and kind of say, okay, he's here now, and he's not an outsider. He's becoming a part of this family, and so I'm gonna do my bit and make friends, basically.
Yeah, because it is strange. Because really, if you met somebody new, you wouldn't immediately think, "Oh, let's be really nice to their ex," would you?
No,
it's a funny thing for me. Like, it's quite alien.
Yeah.
When there's someone else, well, you know, like if you met Dozza,
yeah,
you know, regardless of Isla and that situation, yep, just say he just had an ex.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think, oh yeah, I'll make mates with his ex.
What if he was still hanging out with his ex and they didn't have a child together?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a funny concept, isn't it? It's an interesting concept. Thing because you kind of don't want to look at your ex's past.
Yes, exactly.
But when there's a child, you're forced to.
Yeah, you're stuck.
You're stuck. You have to. It's a really, really interesting growth. Yeah. Internal growth period, I think, when you're like, I'm still growing with it because it's completely alien, like you said. And I often say that to him. I'm like, I wonder how you would be if you were faced with my ex every single, you know, every few days.
Put yourself in them shoes.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And like you say as well, like you say, you're still growing with it. I think with any situation, it's super easy to fix it on, oh, this is how it is now and this is how it is. And actually, it's always developing, and where it kind of feels great now, you might have harder times. You might feel like everything's great now, and then it's going to get to Christmas and you're going to have a big fight about what's happening on Christmas and realise that your feelings aren't taken into account at all, and it's really difficult again. And then that can end up lasting, if you let it, it can end up lasting another 6 months just of talking about Christmas, when until then everything's been fine.
What is the secret to fantastic co-parenting? Because very sadly we hear lots of stories when there is a breakdown of a relationship and there is a child involved, you know, it can get really messy, and it's horrendous, the stories that we hear, actually, or made by mamas, by people being, you know, blocked out and access being denied and all this kind of stuff. And it's very upsetting, because actually it's not about the child anymore, and you guys seem to have sort of found the way. So what would you say is kind of key to co-parenting?
Well, for us, it's a respect thing. And so he's really respectful of me and I'm really respectful of him. And yeah, sometimes with a new partner, I don't know if it's more so men, but I haven't experienced it with a woman, but a lot of men do feel threatened by that other man, especially maybe if he's in the house, or like we hang out as well. And so with new partners...
You and your ex hang out?
Yeah, so it's a strange one, because I wouldn't sort of say it's Tom's day and sit at home on my own if I wasn't doing anything. I would just want us all to be together. But sometimes I need to pull back on that, because I do understand that that's like maybe a little bit far for the new boyfriend. Mm-hmm. But like at the moment I'm single, so we do that loads. And it's quite nice, and I'm actually quite enjoying it because we can just spend loads of time together. Whereas when there's a new person coming in, we can't do that as much, which feels a shame for Lux. And so it's such a hard balance trying to have a new relationship when, because you end up putting them above Lux, and it might be quite a new man, and it doesn't like sit right with you as a parent. But yeah, it's just respect. And yeah, over the years, I think if you settle out with it, a lot of people make a lot of threats, and sort of use threatening behaviour with parenting, and just remove themselves from the same page. So some of my friends, they'll be going through something with the child that's like disciplinary, or teaching them something, or they have to sleep in their bed and they have to go to bed at this time, this is what I'm doing, and then they go to dad's and it just all gets thrown off. And then the kid is asking to be at dad's all the time and things like that. And you really need to stay on the same page with all of those things. Diets,
Bedtime routines.
Exactly. All of those things. There's a journey happening for the child that needs to be consistent. And so you really need to stay on the same team with that stuff. But it's quite hard to do it without maybe being patronising or condescending, or looking at your questioning their parenting as well, that's also, you kind of need to respect that they're parenting their way and you're parenting yours. So it's finding a balance with that stuff. I think it can make the relationship really break down because it festers and you can be annoyed. And if there's a new partner that doesn't like too much communication, then you're not communicating, and all of it is communication.
So how do you go about making those decisions? So say you both disagree on something, I don't know, your ex doesn't agree with a bedtime routine and just wants to go with the flow, but you're really strict on routine. How do you get to that sort of compromise?
It's just a really hard one to answer because we're really on the same page. And if we're not, I do bend a bit with how he kind of thinks. Like, he still has her in his bed all the time. And so when I would try and implement it, because I have a new relationship, so she can't be in our bed, then that's kind of been a battle. But I'm just not. Whereas he quite likes her like that because he's on his own.
Yeah.
Which I kind of get that as well. Like, they're really close and cute, and that's what I want.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. You just have to bend on it a little bit, and she just. Can I sleep at daddy's all the time, which then upsets me, but I kind of know what she's doing because it only happens when it gets to bedtime and I'm enforcing her
to go into sleep in her own
bedroom.
Clever.
Daddy gives me pick and mix before bed. Damn it.
But they do play you, and like she did go through a phase where she knew how to play me and would say, I want daddy, and I would just give in, and then I'm like, God, I'm being soft because... But she knows what she's doing.
Course,
and she was
of course
like,
they do.
She was like four and doing that. So I think, you know, that's all their games. And the kids will start playing games and then you just really need to not let them. And you two have a conversation about it.
So I guess for me, like, what I'm taking from this is if you communicate with your ex, then you're a team, and your child will see that you're a team, and they're not going to get away with playing you off against each other.
I feel like I need to say this because there will be men and women listening to this podcast who think, well, that's really great because you guys seem like you had a good breakup. I mean, as any breakup good, but I don't know the ins and outs of it. But there might be people listening that have been through cheating, anger, all of that sort of stuff that's going on. They're like, I don't want to be in the same room as this person, let alone co-parent with them. And I think at that point it's really, really key to try and separate, in my experience, what's happened in the relationship and your child. Because just because your partner has cheated on you doesn't make them a bad mother or a bad father. And I think that's really key, isn't it?
Of course. And forgiveness. Forgiveness even in the relationship, even if it's removed from the child, because that issue is removed from the child, and it's you just can't hold on to that. I think you kind of make that commitment to somebody when you have a baby with them, that you're going to have to get through it and stick through it. And we have. There was cheating involved with ours, and we've had to get through it, and we still respect each other, and that's what happened.
That is incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that is amazing, isn't it?
It really is.
Because
yeah.
I've seen it sort of firsthand, and I've seen how bad it can get. And we're coming out the other side, and we're in this really wonderful place of co-parenting, my husband and his ex. And
yeah.
It's just magic. Like, we had a family barbecue the other day. We were all sitting around there eating hot dogs together, chatting. And it was like, this is what we've wanted for the last 5 years.
It's so nice.
Isn't it?
It's so nice when you can actually do that, because that person, you almost become a little bit obsessed with them. And the man kind of becomes removed, and it becomes about the two women. And
it was
weird. You almost like just want to, and there's so much satisfaction from getting it right. We had Christmas all together this year.
Gigi agrees.
Yeah.
We had Christmas all together this year, and it was the first time that we've done it. Oh, sorry, that's my phone. It was the first time that we've done that, and I just said to the guys, like, we're just going to go volunteering, because it was just a little bit too much even for me.
What, so it was your ex, your...
My boyfriend, Lux's dad, me and Lux, and that was that. And my parents weren't coming round until later in the day. And so I was going to do a turkey for about 6 o'clock. So we kind of just had this whole day. And she's an only child as well. So Christmas gets a little bit... Like, there's this, like, spoilt child sat in the middle and actually getting bored of opening presents and all of the attention, which I don't... For me, that's not what Christmas is about anyway.
No.
And so we went and volunteered, and I made the guys go picking up all the elderly around Hackney for...
You're amazing,
Christmas Day.
Isn't she?
They were a little bit fuming when it came to, like, taking some of them to the toilet and stuff, but...
But they were fuming together.
And yeah. They bonded, and they really, you know, humanised each other and realised we're all in the same family now. So, and she's going to tell us what to do. So,
yeah.
And so it was kind of one of them, like, they could kind of have a little eye roll at each other about me, which was quite nice. And then, then we had a nice turkey afterwards at home, and it was just a little bit of a nicer thing to do. And her dad did text and say, that was actually sick, like, I'm glad you made me do that. It was a really good day.
Well done, you.
And Lux loved it, so.
That was my next question. So does Lux think you guys will get back together when you guys are together? Does she ever ask you stuff like that?
Well, some people say this when they're questioning it, especially new partners, they'll say it's confusing or it's weird for the child. But I just think they're entitled to opinion. I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either. But
no,
it's just
incredible.
Me. I think it's incredible.
Yeah, a lot of people around us. We just had a nanny come and live with us for the summer holidays, and I know her through a friend, and she was coming back from America, and I said, you can come and live with me for the summer holidays, because that would be great for me.
Mm.
And I'm on my own at the moment. And Tom's really busy working. And she was just like, this is amazing. Like, I can't believe how well you two get on. Like, I've never seen anything like it. And quite often people will say that and tell us that it's really special. And I feel really proud of it.
Mm.
But, yeah, sometimes when it's a new person's coming in, they'll kind of maybe say, this is confusing for the child or whatever, but I don't think it is.
And is it confusing for Lux? Does she understand your relationship with Tom?
Yeah, she seems to, but she doesn't seem to know any different. So I don't know. I hate to think that she would be getting ridiculed or anything like that, or people would be questioning her at school, but she'll be quite... there was a couple of things where her cousin was like, no, your daddy's your mum's boyfriend. She was like, no, mummy's boyfriend's Adam. And she was like trying to explain it, and they were like, no, and she was like, yes.
But I guess she doesn't know any different.
No,
does she?
That's how it is for her. So, and I'll talk to her about it whenever she wants to talk about it. We do talk about it a little bit.
I feel like you talk about it a lot, which is great.
Yeah, I sort of have that relationship with her, and she seems to understand. And like everything, even like the tour, and I was saying, we took him on tour with us. If something doesn't work, we wouldn't carry on doing it.
Yeah.
And for as long as it feels like it's working, which I think applies to all parenting, and going back to work and travelling or being apart or all of those things, I think you can apply it to anything. Like, see how it feels, see if it seems to work for the child, and if it does, great, and if it doesn't, reassess. And that's all I've ever done since I've had her, and some things are really unconventional in our lives, and but it for me, I don't feel the need to like make some shift because it's not sort of conforming to the norm.
I mean, what is normal? We have this discussion constantly that what works for one person doesn't work for another person, and that is the same for parenting.
No
one child is exactly the same, but I think what you're saying, which is I love your kind of ethos behind the co-parenting, is the communication. You've got to try and dump what's happened, and you've got to try and focus on your children or on that child for the sake of them, because they don't want to grow up without one parent around.
And looking after each other.
Yeah.
And looking after each other's feelings and looking after what each other needs from. Like I said, like financial things come into it a lot, I think, with in that situation.
Yeah.
And it's really easy to use money to pull back.
Yeah.
And I think it's the worst thing that you can do. I think that, you know, if there needs to be financial support from one side or the other, I think it's really important to then keep receiving what you need from that person, which is just as important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And also, for me, you're setting a really good example to Lux. Yeah, about relationships, about how to treat people, about how to respect people, about how to have relationships when things go wrong. I mean, there's so many lessons there.
Yeah, exactly, Jude.
Which are incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. I think that I don't want her to think that men come in and out like that. And
Someone like her dad. This is her dad we're talking about.
I mean, God, she actually heard me the other day and I've called him a dickhead. And I didn't even realise. She was like, what did you just say about daddy? What did you say about daddy? And I wasn't talking about daddy.
Don't be silly.
Yeah. I was like, oh, my God. But, yeah, I would. That's apart from that story, she wouldn't hear me speak, like, really negatively about him or anything like that. It's like really important.
I mean, I can only say in my experience, but watching Isla at the barbecue the other day, you know, this is the first time that we've all sat down and been together. She's got a stepfather called Henry who's lovely, and she was looking around and we were in the garden. She was going, look, there's mummy, there's daddy, look, there's my Zozo, there's Henry, and you guys are all together and this is amazing.
So
and I've got
noticed.
My sister and brother. I mean, it made her day. She was like, when are we going to do it again? Maybe we could go to a pub and sit in a garden and have a drink. Like, she wants us to be together.
So
we've now said, she's six.
Oh, okay, yeah.
She's now said that she would love us to get together. She was like, well, maybe once every 3 or 4 weeks we could all get together. And I think, I think we're going to, because I think it was so beneficial. And also for the brothers and sisters to all be around each other.
Yeah.
Like you said, we are one big blended family.
Yeah.
We're not going anywhere.
So they have other children.
So, yeah. So she has a daughter from her new partner.
Oh,
so,
I see, yeah.
So there's a sister, and then I've had another daughter, a daughter and a son.
Kit and Luna.
I've had Kit and Luna. So, yeah, she's got brothers and sisters from both. And, you know, and we talk a lot, because I think sometimes she comes to me and she says, I feel like I'm the odd one out and there's only one of me. And I'm like, yeah, but mummy and daddy made you with so much love. You're incredibly special. And and I was like, and you're the big sister to all the little ones. You've got to look
you're
after everyone. You're in charge. Exactly.
But it's nice for Luna and Kit to get to know her sister
Absolutely.
As well, isn't it? So then they can all get on together.
Really
well,
nice.
Lux did have this conversation with me and it was quite a sad one. And she said, well, okay, but if you have a baby, then is that my brother or sister or not?
Yes.
And I was like, no, she'll be your half-sister or half-brother. But they're still the same. I want a full brother or sister, though, so you'll just
let
have
me
to
tell
have
you,
one with daddy. And I'm like,
it's
no.
Not, listen, it half this, half that. It doesn't. We never mention the word half.
Oh, okay, that's good.
No way.
So what did you say, brother and sister?
Brother and sisters. She's got brothers and sisters. It would devastate them if I started saying half this, half that. They're not half
really
anything.
Sad.
They live in the same bedroom. They share each other's dolls. They have a bath together. They are sisters and brother and sisters. You know what I mean? Like, I personally would never do that, because I think it makes you feel, it puts a bit of a wedge between them.
Yeah, totally. And she felt like even having the conversation about it.
Did she?
Yeah.
Does she want to? She really wants a brother or sister.
Yeah. But at the moment, mum and dad are both just on the dating apps and keep seeing each other on it.
Oh, I had a date with you.
I'm like, oh.
Actually, a question for you. How quickly do you tell someone new that you've got a daughter? Is it on the first date? Is it on the third date? When do you bring it up?
Oh, straight up.
Do you? Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's all over my Instagram, and quite often if I'm talking to somebody and they'll see that anyway. There's been a couple of times I'm talking to guys and there's some really good chat and it's like great, and then you say you're gone and they just stop speaking.
No way.
Just totally ghosted. Whereas Tom gets all the girls.
It's like a,
they love it. He's just posting her all day, getting all the dates with all the hot girls because they love the single dad thing. Whereas for women, it's totally different.
Oh, I mean, if anyone does that to you anyway,
yeah, they're not worth.
They're not worth it.
They're not worth speaking to. I'm like, all right, okay.
How do you sort of navigate all of that attention? Because haven't you got something like 3.5 million followers on Instagram?
Yeah, but they're teenage girls, so. It's not
really
a dating thing.
That is humongous.
There can't be just 3.5 million teenage girls. There's got to be some guys following you.
Is that because of the One Direction stuff?
Yeah, that's where my followers started. I think One Direction was such a phenomenon. I think a lot of it, I mean, they were so good, but a lot of it was down to social media, and the rise of them was alongside the rise of Instagram.
Right.
And I think that's why it would be really hard to replicate that, them as well, because it was such a big part of it. And so for me, I was hair and makeup artist, and so I was always trying to build up my profile because we would get sponsored by brands if we were working with celebrities and things like that, and it would pay us better than stood doing the hair.
Sure.
That's why I would kind of do that work. And so we tapped in quite early on. I had an agency with my sister that this follower thing, you know, we can kind of maybe get some work off this and we can use it and we try and use it properly to show how we use the product and to talk to the brand about that. And it was so early on that the brands really didn't get it and they kind of just had their Instagram running, their intern running their Instagram.
Sure. But now they do.
So now it's kind of like it's big contracts and, I mean, that's all I do now is Instagram stuff.
Really?
Yeah, back then it kind of grew with the boys because they had such a big fan base on Instagram. Mm. So I just really worked on growing my following. And it worked for me as well because their fans were teenage girls and I was hair and makeup, so a lot and fashion. So a lot of my content was hair and makeup, fashion stuff, that kind of thing. So it really worked. It really translated. Their fans, it really translated for me. And so I managed to get sort of a new career out of that.
Well, I mean, I think having spoken to you for the last 31 minutes, we
31
feel
minutes and 9 seconds.
We feel that you should start a page on how to co-parent in the right way. Because
definitely.
The way you've been speaking, I really do think you're an inspiration, actually, and loads of people need to listen to this. No, because it's not easy what you've done. You know, you could have quite easily just gone, well, that's it then, I'm on my own, I'm a single mum, I'm just going to do this by myself. And that happens a lot. You know, men, women do that. They shut the door on their ex because of whatever reason and the child misses out on having a parent. And I think you've done the anti that. And I'm like, I don't even know you, but I think you're amazing.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Thank you.
Now, every episode, we usually finish with 5 products.
Yep.
But I think because you know, your background in hair and makeup, what are your 5 favourite hair and beauty products?
Okay, so especially as a mum, I quite often go out with just my tan and brow on. And that's kind of it.
Tan and brow?
Yeah, just do my brows. But I always have my lashes done. So as opposed to lashes, brow and tan.
Yeah.
So I use the Tonologist Dark Water.
Right.
And it's just a clear one. It doesn't go on your bed sheets. It's vegan. It's my favourite.
What's it called?
It's Tonologist.
Tonologist?
Yes. And you can literally get dressed.
I'm looking at you now and your colour is incredible.
Yeah, you can get dressed and just spray it on without doing all the thing and do it when you're kind of ready and be like, my arms are quite pale and spray it on and it's just a water mist.
Love
and
it.
On your face.
Love it.
And then you don't really need a lot of foundation and a full makeup routine, which I can never be too bothered with. Eyebrows, so I use the Benefit Precisely Brow.
We love it. Benefit.
But then I use hair gel
to
spike them up. See how they're spiky?
Yeah.
So I use hair gel with that.
Yeah, they're very spiky. I can confirm they're very spiky.
Yeah. So a bit of hair gel on my eyebrows.
Do you have your eyebrows threaded or...?
I just totally leave them now because they were overplucked. They're really bad underneath. They're like...
They're amazing.
They're the worst underneath. You wouldn't believe it. I'll show you a picture of it. Hair products. I don't really use any product in my hair. I just leave it natural. I have extensions and I just like to not brush it and just leave it. And it does... This is what I call water styling. which means don't brush it, just let the, you know when it's wet and it does that wrinkly thing?
Yeah,
if
yeah.
you leave it, it kind of sets it in that and they'll just leave it.
Okay.
So that's kind of all I
These
do.
These are all very good time-saving tips.
Which is what we love.
Yeah, that, because when you're a mum and you just want to be able to, you do want to be able to do a selfie, you might, I don't know, I do.
yeah, we all love a selfie.
Yeah, of course
you need
do.
To do like little bits, but I can't sit there for an hour in the morning getting ready.
What's your best pinky nude lipstick? I always want to ask people this.
I use Sexy Sienna by Charlotte Tilbury and it's peachy. Yes.
I use it too.
Do you? Yeah. Oh my God. Me and my housemate, we go through Sienna's like nothing.
It's the perfect nude.
It is so nice. Yeah, and we just go down. I'm like, have you got any sienna left? And we can't find sienna in the
I'm Penelope
house.
Pink.
Yeah, that's nice. Pink. Really yeah. nice. Yeah, really nice. And then any kind of, I guess, sort of creams or serums or any kind of like real sort of beauty diehard products that you love?
Oh, God. I use what my mum always used. It's called Anne French. It's really old school cleansing mill because I've ever seen it. It's really embarrassing, actually. And I just like all at the moment all the nice water foundations that are super light. Like I'm getting a bit like I can't really have anything rich on my skin.
Yep. It
makes me break out. So yeah, just super light, and then just try and keep on top of every couple of weeks exfoliating and putting a little mask on.
Do you like a sheet mask?
I don't love a sheet mask. It just makes my face all like this, and then Lux just wants to take it off and put it on her.
And it also looks like you're in a horror movie.
Yeah, it's too much.
Lou, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it. My first podcast.
That's one of my favourites.
Yeah, me too. I thought it was brilliant.
Oh, amazing, Lou. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Wow, that was a great chat, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was amazing. I mean, I can't believe she went there. She was so honest, wasn't she?
Yeah, I mean, from an outsider's point of view, when you hear about a situation like that, there was cheating involved, it's hard to imagine that you could get to that place where everybody, it's working for everybody.
Yeah.
Introducing new partners seems to have been okay. Mm. I think what they've done is they've really thought it through. And put those feelings aside that they maybe had for each other, you know, hurt and anger, and decided, you know what, let's forget about that, let's wipe the slate clean and let's do what's best for Lux.
Yeah, and she kept reiterating that whole respect thing,
yeah.
which I really respected her for, because it would have been very easy to go, look, do you know what, or, you know, we don't know the ins and outs of it, but they've really made that very difficult scenario work for them. And they spent Christmas together, didn't they?
I know, it's mad, isn't it?
I mean, some people are going to listen to that and go, there's no way I want to spend Christmas with my ex. But it's worked for them.
I know. I mean, hats
off
to them.
Yeah.
I hope that anyone going through that will listen to it and think, you know what? Respect
tips.
Is key, isn't it?
Yeah, and take some advice and tips from it as well. We really hope that's helped you if you are going through it. Listen, at this point in the podcast, we normally talk about our five favourite products, but because we were talking about co-parenting today, I don't really think there are products around co-parenting. Communication
not.
Is one of the things that we feel like we've taken from it, just that ability to be able to speak to the ex and leave everything else alone. So, yeah, talk it out.
So we really hope you enjoyed that episode. As always, please leave us a 5-star review.
Yeah, you can rate, review and subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to it. And we would, as Georgia said, love a little 5-star rating if you could possibly do it. And you can even leave us a review as well.
Yeah, and let us know what you think by getting in touch on Instagram at Made by Mamas, or drop Zoe a line at Zoe Hardman.
I'm there too. And we'll see you next week for more chat around parenting. See you then.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.